As we develop, think about these. Why there is little or no investment in what we do or what we set out to do? What is our program cultural identity, the symbolic nature of our identity? Is it real enough to capture stakeholders or shareholders? Is it rigid or fluid to change? How much emphasis is placed on try, play, or stay? What is the best percentage split? 20, 50, 30, or 50, 30, 20? What is our vision? Take into consideration our plans for a season or a long-term development of the grassroots participants. Who are the key personnel in our plans? What are the personnel roles and responsibilities? This commentary draws on data gathered in program execution from 2014 to 2019 on try, play, and stay. It will review questions from stakeholders and shareholders, parents, players, and coaches to aid implementation of equitable development programs. The commentary further provides an overview of the challenges and an action reflection to guide the actions of your planning and management of programs in your context to try, play, and stay. I'm Huntley Anderson. This is Beyond the Try Line. Welcome to the pitch. This is your coach speaking. You are listening to Beyond This Point, the development. Our development programs are missing the important connection at the community level, grassroots level, and social change level for the individual to become better for the game. We say skills ready or rugby ready. And in the broader context of the society, we make reference to problem solving and service ready life skills. No matter how difficult it is to identify the development directions, it has to be approached with a structured plan and data collection with each program, as it will or have aided with the creation of templates for best practices and hubs of excellence regardless of the pathways for each participant. Beyond the tri-focus model, beyond ball in hands, there needs to be greater emphasis on participation models, where we must provide consistent equal opportunities for participants to develop skills and competencies beyond your programs while they stay engaged with the sports beyond play. The explored mindset change symbolic experience statement 2. The notion that development requires an excess of money is the view that many caretakers and guardians hold dearly to their heart. They must become expansive in action to understand that money is not the main attribute in development. It is culture, vision, planning, targets, interventions, consistency, and accountability that are the important factors that will switch the focus from constraints of lack of money to engagements that will facilitate investments, whether by parents, players, or investors. As we develop, think about these. Why there is little or no investment in what we do or what we set out to do? What is our program cultural identity? The symbolic nature of our identity, is it real enough to capture stakeholders or shareholders? Is it rigid or fluid to change? How much emphasis is placed on try, play, or stay? What is the best percentage split? 20, 50, 30, or 50, 30, 20? What is our vision? Take into consideration our plans for a season or a long-term development of the grassroots participant. Who are the key personnel in our plans, and what are the personnel roles and responsibilities? At this time, based on your current roles and responsibilities, I want you, the listeners, to make a parking lot or takeaway menu of what is your LTDP, long-term development plan activities, and then create a schedule, projected date, start and end dates on each activity before you resume the commentary. Taking into consideration the plans from your immediate community and see how best you can impact those meaningfully. For action, pause the episode and do your activity list. Thanks for creating your list. There are many entry points to the question shared. We will examine these over the episodes in Beyond This Point. Today's entry point, I will seek to expand the thinking on how much emphasis is placed on try, play, or stay. What is the best percentage split? 20-50-30, 50-30-20, and lead a reflection on the experience in our context. Based on the experience in our context, there's two development paradigms of play that has always guided me beyond the barrier. One, win every game and celebrate, but there is a huge gap between performance and skills development of all the players involved. Two, lose every game with an opportunity for takeaways to develop a system. Any choice is a great one, as long as it involves what is important to you. Both paradigm approaches were dominant and radical. Approach 1, become dominant. The dominant approach allowed for vision and identity to form what the program targets and outcomes will be. Approach 2, become radical. The radical approach was flipping the system with more recording reviews and tweaking of the data to view culture and identity through compact sessions, focusing on skills and competencies to reproduce the consistency of excellence. Regardless of which of the approaches you take, the idea is for us to create a system within a healthy culture that allows players, coaches, parents, and administrators from entry to exit the ability to access opportunities based on skills and structured transparent incentive rewards programs for acceleration pathway access. At this time, based on your current role or responsibility, I want you, the listener, to make a parking lot or takeaway menu of one objective and targeted outcome associated with each activities listed in your first to-do list activity. Example, activity, rock ready. Objective, improve counter-rocking outcomes. Outcomes, improve 1v1 tackles with overall improvement in jackals 85%. At least 4 or 5 in the part and the whole. Tackle converted, 3 or 5 in the whole. And 65% jackal completion in whole with athlete back to feet to contest for ball on the ground. Take some time to review your parking lot or takeaway menu before you resume the commentary. Thanks for expanding your list. Please remember, listeners, that you may use the attached link to the episode in Anchor FM to share your audio comments that may be featured in the upcoming episodes. Major reflection takeaways. There is the art of viewing our development beyond try. Use participation in games or game-like activities to recognize and react to numbers. 1v1, 2v1, 3v2. Don't look at variations of the game as less or more players. Get all personnel involved to embody effective share. Beyond the barriers, allow participants to see numbers and create numbers. Let them become oriented and obsessed with playing and developing on their terms or forcing fluid play of stay. Reflect on your art of decision making, art of communication, the art of shape, the art of organization. Become superior in your mindset. to use the art of science to develop all participants' individual skills and unit skills. Make try, play, or stay participants become artists and science of themselves, who will express, yes, express, share, debunk the silent culture that impacts communication to unlock what they see, explore, and experiment with fundamental. Target the art of winning the contact area, the art of timing, the art of mapping, the art of tracking, the art of line speed. Ground your development in principles of core values, growth and development of your participants and programs through sequence of events reviews. We must review how we do things alongside best practices, cultures of programs, and the organizational framework of how it is that we execute those. I will end with, where are they now? Whether it is players, coaches, or programs. Everton Richards, O'Shane Eddy, Linval Green, Kenneth Walker, Owen Linton, Shenada Butler, Welton Barnes, Leonardo Mattis, Romy Smith, Ronaldo McCarthy, Dominic Brown, Rajiv Garwood, Joshua Stewart, Greg McDonald, Ricardo Vickers, Keanu Hibbert, Kwame Green, Adrian Andrews, Jabez Chuck, Samoy Smith, Antonio Baker, Renardo Richards, Takeem Crary, Steve Miller, Andrew Riley, Tyrone Rowe, Siobhan Bailey, Joseph Shea, Ryan Grant, Ali Hollywood, O'Shane Christie, O'Dane Christie, Andre McFarlane, Neville Lynch, Eric Groves, Nikolai Christie, Mark Edwards, Omar Jones, Ronaldo Wade, Quincy Jones, Miguel Kroll, Kishoni Stevenson, Nikolai Kennedy, Roland Gray, Jerome Laird, Jordan Martin, Mikael Facey, Kwame Blake, Adrian Brown, Al Pacino Mignot, O'Dane Layla, Kwame Green, Delano Jarrett, Caree Stevenson, Miguel Facey, Mark Simpson, Andrew Simpson, Ethan Dwyer, Deshaun Marriott, Malik Allen, and Kishoni Campbell. Augustown Wolverines, Olympic Angels, Northern Lions, Pembrokeshire Rookies, North Street Falcons. What are the legacy programs from the respective clubs? How many coaches are still coaching?